Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment. It's the 67th Annual Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Convention and Trade Show, July 19th and 20th at the Embassy Suites in Norman. Convention speakers include NCBA's Jennifer Houston, Cattlemen Beef Board Chair Chuck Coffey, and opening session keynoter Congressman Frank Lucas. And this year's trade show will be bigger and better than ever. Registration information available on the website at okcattlemen.org. The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Convention and Trade Show, July 19th and 20th in Norman. Discover new products and services at Cattle U and Trade Show, July 31st and August 1st at the United Wireless Arena in Dodge City, Kansas. Practical and useful learning for cow-calf producers, stockers, and feeders. Enjoy 2 days of keynote speakers, breakout sessions, and industry panels while becoming BQA certified. Register at CattleU.net. Make it a family trip and plan to attend Dodge City Days and the Roundup Rodeo. Cattle U and Trade Show, a High Plains Journal event. For details and registration, go to CattleU.net. Well, cash cattle activity in the South remains at a standstill going into the session today, with at least light trade expected before the end of the week. Limited trade in the North was all over the place and inconsistent, with prices ranging from $100 to $185 on a dress basis. Feeders continue to hold on to firm asking prices, with the possibility of late afternoon trade in several areas today. Futures trade is expected firm today, following moderate underlying support developing in live and feeder cattle yesterday. Now, trade volume likely to slow through the end of the week, although the underlying firm market tone is expected to be carried into the weekend. Moving to the hogs, the sharp pressure in August futures yesterday created additional underlying softness throughout the hog complex, eroding a strong portion of previous week gains. This continues to add volatility to the market, as traders once again are reminded that hog markets are not out of the woods yet when it comes to changing the long-term direction of the market. Now on the grains, all three wheat markets lower here early this morning, taking a breather from the impressive rally yesterday after USDA made larger than expected cuts to the major exporter balance sheet. The big cut was to Russia, as we covered in the bull and bear section, as any sustainable wheat strength has to involve the world's largest importer. The big issue with Russia is their lack of carry-in stocks, which were at a three-year low, followed by a dip in production from some of the early season estimates. Corn futures are trading slightly lower this morning, easing back from yesterday's rally to spot a somewhat disappointing WASDE report. Had it not been for the performance in the wheat pits, corn prices may have struggled to close positive in positive territory. As suspected, USDA issued their updated corn balance sheet with the June acreage estimate of 91.7 million acres, despite widespread condemnation from the trade. Soybean prices also weaker a day post-WASDE, as November soybeans look to end their winning streak at four sessions. We're going to check all your futures in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
At the close yesterday, August live cattle was up 25 cents, 107.87. October up 35, 109.32. August feeder cattle up 27, 142.62. September up 42 cents at 143.27. August hogs down 255, 79.17. Kansas City wheat, September up 20 cents, 461.5. December was up 18 and 3 quarters at 481 and a quarter. Chicago wheat, September is up 16 and 3 quarters at 521.5. December up 16 cents at 532. 2 3/4. September corn up 9 1/4 cents, 444 1/4. December up 8.5 at 448. August soybeans up 4.5, 899. September up 4 3/4 at 905. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.